Vayar Pinchos. Vayikach Roimach. A kanoi first sees the event that he is responding to. You have kanoim that, you know, every year, Parshas Chukas, there's a big sign all over, Zois Chukas HaTorah, Dog Zeres HaRaisa, and there's a macha about something. The headline of the paper is already printed from Bereshis. The details they'll fill in when it comes to Parshas Chukas. The kanois is not like that. The kanois is Vayar, and then Vayikach. And you have to be Vayikach Roimach. A person has to take his Ramach Evorim, and Emes HaKanoi is Kol Kuloi L'Shem Shamayim. And this is a din that's not really a psak. Kanoim Poigim Boy. If you're a kanoi, you're Poigim Boy. You have to be a kanoi. It's halacha ve'ein moirin kein, because you can't get a hoirah to do it. You have to be margish the kanois, and as such, then you do it. Now, it's interesting. The story, actually, of the kanois of Pinchas was in the end of last week's parsha, Parsha's Balak. The schar is not until Parsha's Pinchas. A person does a kanois, it doesn't always look so smooth. It looks maybe in the beginning, things, people are talking. The schar can zayin is avach shveter. They say over from Rabbi Yoel Misatmer, he said, they didn't want to write the schar at the end of Parsha's Balak. They wanted that the schar should be at the beginning of the parsha. The kleine kindlech zaleichet heren. It shouldn't be that they ran out after shishi. No, the schar is at the anfang of a parsha. It's also interesting though that, you know, chukas balak many years is together. Matos masoi many years are together. Balak, Pinchas. Pinchas stands alone. The kanoi stands alone. Now, ba'etzem, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. And Pinchas goes and tells him, loikachli ma'adatanu. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, you brought up the topic, so you do it. Rav Pinchas Mikaretz, he said, because Moshe Rabbeinu not forgot. Moshe Rabbeinu had a different shot. He's supposed to daven for the guy. Daven, Rachmanis, he should be chayzer b'tshuva. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's mahal. Pinchas says, no, you said literally. So he says, oh, that's your mahalach in the sugya? So that's your mahalach. Kanoim poigin boy. And as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis, Barichas, there's a whole blot over there about the sugya of Pinchas and Zimri, the whole story. The Gemara's lashon is ra ma'isa v'nizkar halacha. He remembered the halacha, kanam poigin boy. But there's a pshat, ra ma'isa, if a person sees something he shouldn't have seen, you have to know everything is good with a cheshbin from the Bashefer. But if it's ra ma'isa, nizkar halacha, think about a Shver Rambam, think about something in halacha. That's the way the Nishmarta from the Torah would be protect you from what you saw. There is a pasuk at the Tehillim in Kapitel Kufo, Vayamoid Pinchas Vayifalel, Vateotzer Hamageifa, Vatechoshev Loit Tzedakah. So the Rebbe Rabbunim, he said, what's the pshat? We know that by Machatzis HaShekel, the tzaddik is in the middle. The word Machatzis. There's a tzaddik, Tzedakah. The letters next to tzaddik in Mechatzis, Machatzis HaShekel, Tzedakah, is Chai. And the letters further than the tzaddik, than the Tzedakah, is Mace. If you're farther from the tzaddik, it's Mace. By Pinchas of Hiroso, it says, Heshaves Chamosi. Chamosi is the letters Mace and Chai. What did Pinchas do? He did his Maisa Kanois. He was Mephalel. Ober Vatechoshev Loit Tzedakah. It was like Tzedakah. The same way we know Tzedakah, when it comes in the middle, separates the Mace from the Chai. That's what Pinchas is avoided as also. And the Gemara says, Tzesugin Zvachim, Dafkuf Gimel. The Gemara has a whole Nidden. Hinani Noisen Le Brisi Shalim. Was Pinchas niskahein koidim shahar gila zimri? This is machlokes tanoim, whole sugya. One side is that Pinchas was a kohen. Vaseis, he's an enikel of Aaron. No, he might have lost the kahuna because of the ritzicha. He's nischadish, he blibes a kohen. But there's another man in the armor that no, Pinchas was not a kohen. Because kahuna was given to Aaron, vibonov, ulizar om acharehem. But Pinchas was already born. So Pinchas was not a kohen. Only after the Mice of Zimri, Bazunder Adin of Kahuna and Pinchas. Fascinating concept. If he would have been from Shevet Naphtali, he also could have became a Kohen. The Gemara says, Bedin hu shiitol schari. There's many pshatim in the Achrayinim. What it means, Bedin hu shiitol schari, we'll speak maybe a little bit. But there's one pshat, I think, the Netziv says, other Achrayinim, he doch was zera aray. Don't overdo it. But if he went from Shevet Naphtali, he wouldn't be able to be a Kohen. He doch is yes zera aray. But he's not a Kohen, because Kahuna was only given to his uncles. Bedin hu, that because of this Maisa of Zimri, he can plug into Kahuna. Von ander shevet von nishkeven shaykh. Oh, but that's a man, the Omer, the one, the Gemara, that he wasn't a Kohen. There's a pshat from the Torah Tamima, it was necessary. Kehanim, the Gemara says, and get poshet, or raschonim, they get angry. If he would have already been a Kohen, then Klal Yisrael would have been Meranin. Pinchas, the Kohen, yeah, that's what he did. He had to have not been a Kohen, kedei that there should be full chashivas to respect to what he did. And then, now we can give him tikkunah. But again, bidinu, because he is zera aray. As mentioned, there are many pshatim, though, what does it mean, the lashon of the chazal, it's a medrash, bidinu shi'itol schari. The chasam soifer says, pshat, the gemara says, schar mitzvah ha'al amalekah. So bederakal, a person can't get schar and high alma. Why is Pinchas getting schar v'high alma? Normally, the reason why schar mitzvah v'high alma leka, there's a pshat, because a person might be makalkal maisav and might end up not being roi for it, v'yishman, v'yuvet. Maybe it's not kedai to give him the schar v'high alma. Over Pinchas, there's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos called a mezakeh sarabim, ein chet bal yodah, he was mezakeh the rabbim. It's muftach that ein chet bal yodah, bedino sheyitol schari, he can get his schar in this world. There's another pshat, interesting pshat, from Imre Emes. There's Bemis Akasha, the Tfuah Shor, yes, Akasha, Haschar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malekah. Loyolin, Pula Socher, the Ebershter has to give Schar B'Yoimai. What's the Pshat? Okay, the Ebershter's Yoim is Elif Shon, but why not? He has to give the Schar. So there's a Pshat, based on a Shach in Chosha Mishpat and Hilchas Poyel and Shin Lamates, Murder the Gazar. If a person was Mamana, you a Poyel, but he was Mamana Al Yedei Shliach, then you don't have Din of Yoim Etitin Schar. Yoim Etitin Schar is only if the Balabais was Mamana the Poyel direct. Dor HaShliach, it's not Ma'akif to give the schar. And everything that we do in the Tariyag Mitzvahs is Dor HaSarsar of Moshe Rabbeinu of Shliach. Oh, but here Pinchas, what did he do? Ro HaMais and Nizkar HaLocha, Kanoim Poyegim Boy. He didn't hear it from Moshe. Alein, Bedinu Sheyitol Schar, he has to get the schar right now. V'yoyme Titan Schari. Layolin, the whole Teretz on Layolin is because it's a Shliach from Moshe. There's another Shalachim from the Chassam Sefer. B'derech Klal, you know why schar mitzvah leka? What's the best schar a person could have? Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah, he should be zoich noch a mitzvah. This mitzvah he doesn't want to do again. The kano, he doesn't want to do the ma'aseh of zimri noch amal. Over here, the nishna zol noch amal the ma'aseh. Zol zayin schar. There's all kinds of other pshatim also, that Pinchas is Elio, so come to Mazdem. More than that, the etzim, it says it was parcha nishmasai. And then, even though he's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, but, you know, the Shnei Dinei Aaron that were Nifter, their neshama went into Pinchas now. So now he's Pinchas ben Elazar, but he's also ben Aaron. He has the neshama of Nadav Aviyu, and now he can be a Kohen. Kahuna was given, that's the taich that he was given Kahuna. More than that, he's not from Shevet Naphtali. Kahuna was given La'aron Ubanov, Ulazar Machareim. Pinchas is an anacle that was already born. No, but now he became a son. He's Pinchas ben Aaron. He's the neshama of Nadav Aviyu, and that's how he plugs into the Kahuna. Now the emesis is an interesting shot. Pumfaket, he was already a kohen, but it was parcha nishmasai. If it's parcha nishmasai, there's a fascinating shot from the Aderis. There's a whole chilufim mechtavim. Who says he's a kohen? Parcha nishmasai gets a new neshama. Who says he's a kohen now? It has to be nischadish that vayter he's a kohen. The daimon say, you know, there's a tarsin kedushin davches. There's a steer about Rav Kahanan. A few gemaras that Rav Kahanan was a kohen. A few gemaras that he took pesachos ishtai. Taisus asked. There's a brisket there. It's tzvei Rav Kahanan. It's tzvei dina. But there's a mahalach that no, there's a gemara in Baba Kama Kuf Yitzayin that Rav Kahana had a story also that it was parcha nishmasai and he came back. So then he became ois koyin. Then he has to take besvas ishtai afterwards. And it's a whole sugya rebuchan, and if it's his wife still, whatever, it's not a child. But that's so interesting. Rav Kahana, it's brought down the Ramami Fano, he was a gilgal of Pinchas. So Pinchas also has this kind of kahuna that comes and goes. Interesting. Can he use a plot?
Also
I didn't hear it's a different Rav Kahana. From Davches. What? Oh, so it says Pinchas Bachal didn't die. Pinchas was Elio Anovi. It's very interesting. I saw this in the Derech Amuna, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in Shvius, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, in the Bir Halacha. It's a Mishnah Berurah. Derech Amuna is a Mishnah Berurah on Rambam's right. For Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The Gemara Erev Nachman Gimel brings a Raya, a whole Shaila, if this Tchumin L'mal me'asara. If it's called going out of the tchum, if you're like in a plane, if you're l'mal me'asara. And the Gemara brings a raya because there's Hani Shev, Gemara Erevin, Hani Shev Shmaitza, this Amri B'tzafra B'Shabbos Kamei Rav Chista B'Sura. There was seven Shtiklach Torah that was Nischadish by Rav Chista in Surah. And that same Shabbos, Shalashudas time, B'Pan Yishabsa, they were by Rabbah and Pumbedisa. Who came and told Rabbah the Shtikl that was Nischadish earlier in Surah, from Surah to Pumbedisa, can't travel? Must be Elio Anavi came and taught it. How did he go? He's going out of the tchum. Must be, there's no issue of going out of the tchum l'mal me'asara. That's the Gemara's raya. Frank the Chassam Soifer in Shuva, Rebbe Chaim brings it. Elio Navi goes to all the brisim. There was brisim in Surah, in Papadisa, Flatbush, Monsi, Iberal. He goes all the brisim. So he explains the Chassam Soifer, Elio Navi is a malach. Pinchas is a mensch. Eliyahu HaNavi Gufa has two facets. He has a malach, and he's the malach habris, and he goes to brisim al samalach, and that's fine. And he can go anywhere. He's not meshuvet to tchumen. That's not a raya, ain't tchumen. Aber Torah, loy b'shamayimi. There's Torah in Surah, and that same Shabbos, there's Torah in Pumpadisa. How did Eliyahu in the facet of Ben Adam to teach Torah? But hi, Alma. He has to go out of the tchum. Must be that's the Gemara's raya of Ein Tchum. And that's the Chasam Sofer. So Reb Chaim says he asked his uncle, the Chazon Ish, I don't know, maybe there was a bris in Surah, and then he went to Pampadisa for a bris, and then he switches back to Elio. So he says, no, you can't do that. That's Natilas Neshama. But what does he? You have to work out the Gedor. And when, right? He didn't say it was Retzach on a weekday. You have to work out. There's Ayin Shom, a whole Arichus in the Derech HaMon over there. There's another Man Yom over there in Zvachim. Not only was Pinchas not a Kohen yet, he didn't even get the Kahuna then. He only got the Kahuna later on in the times of Yeshua. And there's a whole Arichus there in Taisus to explain. There's a Peskarav on the Darga that he became a Kahuna later. It's interesting though, there are Arayas, Lamashal, Maimar Ozger, Pinchas before the Mais of Zimri, if he wasn't a Kohen, Avadi ate Truma. Even a Bas Kohen eats Truma, but is it erger than a Bas Kohen? Poshik, no? Yes, love him. So the pasuk says, "Vayyakim itach eid, vayikach roimach." So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, "Vayikach roimach." Mikan she'ein nichnasim bekli zayin lebeis medrash. You're not supposed to go in with weapons into a beis medrash, because that's why otherwise Zimri would have chafed. He came in, he didn't see the weapon. This is interesting. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Aruchaim, Simin Kuf Nun Aleph Sivov. Sounds a little mud, but I'm going to quote. Mutter likanis lebeis kneses b'makel b'taramul b'apados. You can come in with all your tziyud, with all your what's it called? With your baggage. But yesh oisrim likanis lebeis kneses besakin aruch oy beroish magula. Don't go into beis medrash with a big knife or without a yarmulke. That's what it says. Besakin aruch beroish magula. Now, what do you mean? Roish magula is Iberal. There's a whole shayla what it means. There's a pshat that it said loy likanis besakin aruch oy beroimach. And then someone switched it to roimach rem gimel roish magula. It switched around. Or maybe it said besakin aruch only if they're like without the cover. They had a sheath for the knife. Don't go in with the knife if it's not, if the Roish is Megula. Not the, yeah, Ken Zayn. It's very interesting. Pinchas, we said, is the Bechin of Eliyahu HaNavi. Pinchas is Gematria, 8 times same Havaya. So is Yitzchak. But Pinchas is the Malach HaBris. B'Domayich Chayi is also Gematria. 208, 8 times Havaya. Pinchas is the 8th parasha in Sefer Bamidbar. At the end of Pinchas, we talk about Shmini Atzeres. Pinchas is Lamala Miderech HaTeva. Pinchas is 8 Lamala Miderech HaTeva. But it's more that we mentioned before that Pinchas didn't forget the halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a shikra. Pinchas doesn't forget the halacha. The taitch is Pinchas, the Gemara says in Brachis, Haroya Pinchas Bachaloim. I guess it says Pinchas. I don't know what it looks like, but probably there's like the, what's the wording underneath on the screen? It says the subtitles. It says Pinchas. Trust it, yeah? So if you see Pinchas in a chalaim, then Pela Nasaloi. The Sfarim explained Pela is Aleph. Aleph, I'll say it like this. You know, the Torah starts with a base. But Pinchas stels tzu even to the Luchas Rishonis. Pinchas is always on the week of Shiva Sabbatamas. Pinchas stels tzu to the Aleph, to the Pela. There's no Shikha. The emphasis is, there's Bavust, there's a Stira. We know there are 21 days in Bein Hametzarim. It's a Gemara in Bechiris that says, Davches, a Tarnagol, the Tkufa for the process of creating a Tarnagol is 21 days. Uchaneg de Beluz is 21 days. The Gemara continues various animals and trees. But a Tarnagol is 21 days as well as a Eitaluz. Taisus over there says it's going on the days of Bein Hametzarim. The Marsha over there, Bavus the Marsha in Bechiris Davches, he explains that there are 21 days in Tishrei. Those are days of Rosh Hashanah Tol, Hashanah Rabbah, of Kirvas Hashem in a Gvisa Oifin. I'll call it the 21 white days. And then there were 21 Shvartzeteg of the Bein HaMetzarim. And it's parallel. And there also you can come to Kirvas Hashem. There are also 21 days in Bein HaZamanim, yellow days, Oichet HaMahalach and Bimiskarav to Hashem. But the Kasha is that in Bein HaMetzarim is 22 days. Bein HaMetzarim is 22 days. Someone told me Ben Azmanim is also 2 days. He started counting from before Tisha B'Av and includes Rosh Chodesh Elul. He has it on both ends. The emes is, there's a fascinating maisa with Rav Shimshon Pinkus. There was a year that Tisha B'Av was a nidche, and the Bochum decided on Beis HaTalmud, that the Zman is over Friday afternoon. Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. And the Rashiva said no. And everyone went home. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus, one other Bacha, stayed. And Friday night, they came after Davin. They came to Rashiva. I think it was to Rav Lezer Ojevsky. One of the Rashivas. And they told him, Shabbos, you know, to show, you know, we're here. He says, good Shabbos. This is what we're supposed to do. You know, this is what we're supposed to do. He said, this man is over. Today in the door, Yashikoyach. Thank you for staying until Rosh Chodesh. Whatever, yeah. Which Rosh Chodesh? So there's a whole shaila. On one hand, we're saying there are 21 days, but there's really 22 days. From Shiva Osir B'Tamas till Tisha B'Av, there's 22 days. The Sfarim explained that the 22 days are connected to the Aleph base. And maybe the Aleph stands separate. The Aleph is Shiva Osir B'Tamas. Shiva Osir B'Tamas was supposed to be the day of Matan Torah, literally. You know, the Nesina of the Luchos was supposed to come down and be on Shiva Osir B'Tamas. Maybe, you know, the Kedushin is Nosan Hu V'Omar Hu. The Amira was on Zayin Sivan. But the Nosan was supposed to be on Shiva Osir B'Tamas. Nosan Hu V'Omar Hu. Interessant. That's the Kedushin. The Kedushin Rimez Akasha. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha is like Hareini Ishech. It's the wrong sprach of Amira. So there's a Teret, yeah, but there's also V'Atem Tiyuli Mamalaches Koyin and V'Goy Kodesh. Yeah, but it's both. There's a Shai on the Rishonim. If Hareini Ishech is Makalpul, if you also said Hareini Kodesh is But that was the Amira, and this was the Nesina, and Shiva Osir B'Tamas is the Aleph. It's the day of Luchas Rishonis. Pinchas connects to that. That's the Aleph. Then there's another 21 days. Oh, but that's the first thing. And it's very interesting. There's a Sefer, Oirich L'Tzadik. The Sefer written by Rabbi Lezer Lippa, the son of Rabbi Lemelech Milozhensk. He writes over there a Chiddush. That even though there was Shviras HaLuchas on Yudzayin Tamas, oh, but the Dibra of Shabbos didn't break. The cost of Hemshmir Shabbos. Shabbos is Meshach Shachet Reluchas Rishonis. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that the Torah should be knitted on Shabbos. Like me boy, like the Rabbanan, Vav Sivan was Shabbos, like Rabbi Yossi, Vav Sivan was Friday, and Moshe was Hosef Yemech Midaite. He wanted Matan Torah to be on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Nitzchi, Shabbos is Shaykh to that Aleph, Shabbos is Shaykh to Reluchas Rishonis, and he wanted Shabbos to also have that Maival. I don't know what I was thinking. The Gemara says there in B'chayr Shtavches that a tarnagel is for 21 days, and the thing is with the Eitz Haluz. Toysa says it means an Eitz Shoket. V'shoket al ni'al dvore, the Nevuah, is going on the Yimei of Bein HaMetzarim. But it's the Luz bone. The Luz bone, I don't know, is part of the Ramach Yevarim. The Luz bone is the bone that from there comes everything, the Tchiyas HaMeisim, right? The Luz bone is part of the Ramach? No, it's the Aleph. It's even before that. And where does the Luz bone get its sustenance? Only from Olav HaMalka. On Moitzah Shabbos. That's why when Adam Rishon ate from the Chet, ate Tzadas on Friday, it wasn't Nifkam, the Luz bone, because the Luz bone only gets its Nizoin from Moitzah Shabbos. And that's why there was no Gzeir of Mavis on it. That's there's a Pasuk. V'ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir L'Rishayna. There's a Remez. V'ulam is Rosh HaTevis. V'nemon Ato L'Hachiyos Mesim. V'ulam Luz, the Luz bone. Shem Moitzah Shabbos. Heir L'Rishayna, the Tchisa Mesim comes from that Luzbon, and that comes on Moitzah Shabbos, and that Luzbon also is the Aleph. It's not from the Ramach; it's before. Now, this is a very big chiddush, but there's a Rashbam in Psochim Daf Kuf Dalid. We say in Havdalah, one of the things the Gemara says is Yechoisim B'Maisa Bereishis. So the Rashbam says, why Maisa Bereishis? Because B'Moitzah Shabbos Hischil Hakadosh Baruch Hu L'Sader Maisa Bereishis. Well, Moitzah Shabbos Hischil. So some say it means after Eitz Hadas and after the Girish from Gan Eden. On Moitzah Shabbos, now it's the Seder Olami of the Lacharachet, that world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Masada, the Seder Ebrechus. But I heard a different shot. The world starts on Yom Rishon. Vahi Erev, Vahi Vayker, Yom Echad. So when's the Erev of Yom Rishon? Moitzah Shabbos. There was no Shabbos, I know! Before! The ultimate Aleph is the Tchilas Abriya, is Moitzah Shabbos, with the Luz, gets its Kiyam. That's the original, and Shabbos, that ultimate Shabbos, Kiyadua, the world is really only for 6 days, and then Shabbos brings it in again. And that's how you connect back to that original Aleph. Now, on the other hand, the Pasuk says, in Echav Atered Ploim, is Gematria Chodesh Tammuz. The Pella, the Aleph, that's supposed to be Vakert. It comes a Chorbin. But we have to do Tshuva, Ruvain. Chodesh Tammuz is Ruvain. We know that the Seder HaChadoshim, Yehuda, is Nisan. Then it goes to the Seder, the Golem, so Yisachar's Vul, and it's Sivan. Tammuz, it already starts Reuven Shem God. Tammuz is Reuven is tshuva. Reuven's son is Palu, Pella. We try to go back and do tshuva and go back to that original Aleph. Okay, there's a lot of other things in the parsha. So interesting, Maisa, you have Geirol, the Chalukas Aretz, Geirolos. An interesting shaila in the Tshuvas Chavas Yoyer. So brought an interesting Maisa. There was a group of Talmidim, a kvutza of 12 Talmidim, this was on Purim. They decided to put together money and they were going to make a Geirol. They bought this Gavia that it was worth 12 Reichsdollars. I don't know how many dollars in a Reichsdollar. The Austrian dollar, yeah, Reichsdollar. And they were going to do a Geirol. Mamash like Chalukas Aretz. They put 12 names in one box of the people, and they took on petek on a thing, and then the other box had 12 peteks, 11 were blank, and one of them said, I don't know, mazel tov, it said zocha, yeah. And they doing this girl, each one, like they took out the name and the chalukah, right? That's how they did the nachla by the art. So they took out a name and a petek, and the second guy won, got the mazel tov ticket. They say, okay, it's possible, yeah. What's the percentage of the 1 out of 12? Yeah, eight point something percent. Yeah, it could happen. But Epis, it looks shmek funny. They checked, there were 2 peteks with Mazel Tov. So they said, okay, oh, he's a girl. That's not a... So I tried again. They set up again the girl. They tweet them all. The 6th guy wins. But then they chapped. There was a name missing. There was only 11 peteks in the name box. So they said, who cares? Who can complain? The guy whose name was missing, right? The other 10 guys don't have a complaint. So the guy that won said, I'll pay you. I'll pay you off the one that was Hushmat, that was not in the box Bechlal, I'll give him 30% and let it keep the girl. So he said, no, the Chavis says, the other 10 also can complain. It's not a fair girl. Why it's not a fair girl? They even have a more percent now. Now they have 1 out of 11 chance. Yeah, but it's not a girl. Girl is to, when you do the girl, Kitsu Rosai, in a matzah, and then you leave it to the Bayreulam, if it's set with the right rules, with Lefi, the Klalim, then the Rabbanu Shlalem will be misabed that the mazel that person deserves. If it wasn't set up, then the other 10 also have a complaint. This is not the Geirul. The tzur of how Geirul works. Interesting. You have all the parshas of the Karbonos. Just a little bit of the basics. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they were makriv. Tamidim. 2 kvasim. It's brought down. There's a medrash that even Bezman Hazeh Eliyahu HaNavi is makriv Karbonos. Some say it's some kind of ruchnistika thing, but that actually there's Mikhail Sarah Kayan Godel that's doing that. And there's Makiris that Elio literally is being makriv karbonis in the Mikdash. Some say that the kvasim that he's makriv come from the original 6 kvasim that were there the last day by the Horbin. There's always Shisha Tloim in the Lishka and they had Vladis. Or there was this from the Lishka. There's ways to work it out. And it says that he's makriv the karbonis, and then he writes the schuseim shal Yisrael on the iris of the karbon. Oh, but there's every day a chiyuv to be makriv 2 kvasim. On Shabbos, there's lechem mishnah, 2 more kvasim. That's the musaf of Shabbos. There's no soyer lechatos on Shabbos. Shabbos is not shayach to chet. On Yom Tov, there's already a whole different system. On Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and Shavuos, exactly the same format. 2 par, 1 ayil, shiva kvasim and asar lachatas. And separately, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres also, very similar but a different format, 1 par, 1 ayil, shiva kvasim and asar lachatas. Farshtei Tzach Sukkis, totally different balagan, parim, kishivim umois, 2 elim, arbasri kvasim. You have to know that besides that, those are the components mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, but lamashal Rosh Hashanah, the first in the pasuk, it's 1 par, 1 ayil, shiva kvasim and asar, it's not true. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. And as such, it needs 2 par, 1 ayil, shiva kvasim. So avada on Rosh Hashanah, there was 3 par, 2 ayil, arbasri kvasim, and 2 seir mechapim. Avada, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. There's a shver toisis that says that they weren't makar v'sar of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. It's a big chiddush. The past is, yeah, in the machshav, we didn't say shnei seir mechapim. Shavuos also, though, that was interesting, because Shavuos, even though on Parshas Pinchas, it said what it says, 2 par, 1 ayil, shiva kvasim, and a seir, over the Shtehalechem was hukraf together with two shlomim b'chlal, shalmi tzibur, the one time a year, the shalmi tzibur, together with shtehalechem, which is chametz. And then, but besides that, actually, interesting, there's a whole hesbet to that. 1 par, 2 ayil, shiva kvasim. The Shem Yishmol explains, he says, par is rachamim and ayil is din. So on the shloisha regalim, there's more ava. On sukkis, there's b'chlal. His par says of ava shivim parim. Roshanim kippur, since it's yemei din, the ava and the year are the same. Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem Karbonis, it's Torah. It's not Parshas Pinchas. Their din is even more. So that's how it explains. In the Nusach of Davening, we say, B'nai Yisrael says a fascinating thing. We say, that every carbon that was supposed to be brought all the years of the Golas, it's all Gecheshbent, and we're going to be Makriv. The carbon of Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, Tav Shepehe, there's a Tashlumen for all the Es Musa Gema Shabbos, Es Gemamash to be down to the thing. Now it's interesting, in the Nusach of Tefillah by Rosh Chodesh, we say, Se'ire Izem Nase Berotzoim, because maybe Lassid Lover, you won't need the Sayer L'chaper anymore. Maybe then we're able to say that it's going to be L'rotzoim. The Balatura makes a cheshbon of how many karbonis musaf there are over the whole year, with Shabbosos to kvasim, and then, again, working out the power, ayal sheva kvasim and all that. He comes out that there are 550 karbon musaf, karbonis musaf, and he says it's exactly connected the 550 behemoths that Yaakov sends as a doyran to Esav in Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov meets up with Esav. The Balatura is there in Parshas Vayishlach, that the 550 karbonis is connected to 550 in Karbonis Musaf of the year. It's interesting, the Arachaim over there says there were 580 behemoths that Yaakov sent to Esav, and that's the gematria of the word Sa'ir and the word Taikif, and of course, it's not a stira. It says, Gemalim Meinikais Ubinehem Shloishim, and there's a shayla, is it 60 Gemalim or 30 Gemalim? It's obviously a Machlaikis, Arachaim, and Alaturim. It says, Kol Roitfeha Hisiguha Bein HaMitzarim. Kol Roitfeha Hisiguha Bein HaMitzarim is Rosh HaTevis HaBrocha. It's HaBrocha. And you can read it, Kol Roitfeha Hisiguha Bein HaMitzarim. Someone that's Roitf towards Hashem, he wants to come close to Hashem. As we mentioned from the Marsha in Becharis Tavches, that the 21 black days are a way of coming close to Hashem, and they're parallel to the 21 days of Tishrei. Which, it's interesting, the Chasam Sefer writes, that 21 days, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7, till 21 is 231. And that's 21 days. And then you get Vizois Habrocha, which is 232. That, again, Habrocha. Either way, the different ways of coming close to Hashem are either way, whether it's through Shveretzeiten or through the Yemei Simcha and the Hes'alas, either way. But we know that every Regel Chag has a Cheftza, a Lulav, a Matzah, a Sukkah. Shemini Atzeres actually has nothing. It's Yichud HaGomer. But the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah maybe of Bein HaMitzarim is Dmois. We're not holding so much. You know, the Chasam Sofer in his yeshiva, every Lel Shishi, not Tafka by Bein HaMitzarim, the whole year, the middle of the winter, Lel Shishi, there was Tikkun Chatzos. Every single Lel Shishi. I don't know if the Cholent was before or after, or I don't know when, you know, that part was, but there was Lel Shishi. And one time, a Bocher that was doing, he was the Chazan for the Tikkun Chatzos, didn't cry. And the Chasam Sofer was Chayshin, and there's something wrong. He said, there's something wrong with his Yiddishkeit. He's not Yuchas. There must be something wrong. Something off. Something off for the Bocher. Now, we're holding an Ikfas of the Mashiach, a Lashon of Ekev. Ekev, like a heel, doesn't really feel that much. But maybe we should at least have Bechi for this that we don't feel. And if you can say, the Gemara, not Gemara, but there's a Chazal, that whenever we do a mitzvah, let me boy during the Bein HaMitzarim, but B'chlal whole year. When we do a mitzvah, it's Moisef and Evan, a Levena, to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. There's a big stira if the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is going to come down from Shemayim, or we're building it. Pashtas, it's both, because the Shlishi is a Hashlam of the first and the second, and there's Dinim in that, and but we make an Evan, you know. But there's a Gemara on Shabbos that says, "Lagabi Malachas Boine, Perak Boine, Dafkuf Beis, Echad Nosen Es Evan, VeEchad Nosen Es Atit." So the one that put the Evan is not Chayiv because you just put a stone; it's not attached. You have to add it with Tit. The Tit Efsher is the Mois. The Oifen with a Hishtoikakus is a different level that then we're able to be misboinin to try to come to Kirvas Hashem Dafker through the Richuk. From there, we Dafker want to try to go back to the Nakudas Aleph, to go back to the Shoirish, to be Margish, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, v'nashuv v'chadesh yameinu kikedah.